A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Get to the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Shall not be infringed by the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set up on your home computer, but it's going to be coming to you via text on your mobile phone. And you can set up every appointment you've got going on during the day, all week, all month, all year. But what sets Civil Dispatch apart from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden based upon your locale. Because they're going to let you know about the things you cannot possibly imagine that there's no way to plan for, whether it's man-made or Mother Nature. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I see this magazine on the racks sometimes when I'm looking for magazines. It's called The Atlantic. And they published an article that asserts that the Army's modular handgun system, which is what they're seeking, is going to result in blood on the streets in the near future because the Army's adoption of the Beretta M9 9mm led to the popularization of the high-capacity pistols among civilian criminals in the 1980s. Those who actually know a little bit about guns and know a little bit about history, we're finding this conclusion to be nothing short of a little bit deranged. The writer, who's apparently an undereducated photography and writing instructor named Matt Valentine at the University of Texas at Austin, asserts, "This week the U.S. Army will brief arms manufacturers on the design requirements for a new standard issue handgun. Several gun makers will compete for the lucrative contract, developing weapons that are more reliable and more powerful than those currently in service. Officials say the upgrade is overdue. It's been nearly 30 years since the Army adopted the Beretta M9. But the last time the military challenged the industry to make a better handgun, all the innovations intended for the battlefield also ended up in the consumer market, and the severity of the civilian shootings soared. Studying gunshot injuries in the D.C. area in the 1980s, Daniel Webster, of course, John Hopkins University, also affiliated with Bloomberg, noticed an alarming trend as time went on. More and more patients were arriving at the emergency room with multiple bullet wounds. They were not polite enough to show up with just one. In 1983, at the beginning of the study period, only about a quarter of gunshot patients had multiple injuries, but in the last 2 years of the study, the proportion had risen to 43%. Over the same period, semi-automatic pistols with a capacity of 15 rounds or more were replacing six-shot revolvers as the most popular firearms in the country. It's not difficult to see the correlation. More bullets in the guns, more bullets in the victims. But why have guns changed so radically in such a short period of time? In 1980, the Joint Services Small Arms Program invited the firearms industry to develop a new military handgun with more than double the capacity of the sidearm American troops had been issued previously. At the time, they were still using essentially the same handgun their grandfathers had carried into the trenches of World War I,
a pistol John Browning had designed at the turn of the century. Its standard magazine held just 7 rounds. The U.S. Army had a long wish list for a replacement with 72 mandatory design requirements and 13 additional desirable features. Many of those mandatory requirements were very military-specific, which made it difficult for an off-the-shelf commercial pistol to fulfill them without alteration. So you see, the Wonder 9... the Wonder 9 falling into the hands of gangs was the fault of the Army. Or so Mr. Valentine thinks, because he's cherry-picking sources that confuse correlation with causation in support of this failed premise that the military selection of pistols is the driving force behind the adoption of firearms by civilians. That's not so. Civilians were already beginning to transition to semi-automatic pistols by the late 1970s with the early 1980s, and that there was an entirely different incident that was driving it within the civilian hands. And it changed both law enforcement and regular civilian handgun purchasing trends forever. This was the infamous 1986 FBI Miami shootout. This was a gun battle that erupted between serial bank robbers Michael Platt and William Maddox and 8 FBI agents. The agents were armed with then standard revolvers, 2 pump action shotguns, and Smith & Wesson 459s. High capacity 9mm pistol agents had already adopted quite independently of the U.S. military. Bank robber Maddox was knocked unconscious after firing just 1 ineffectual round, but Platt went on to kill 2 agents and wound 4 more with a Ruger Mini 14 before succumbing to multiple wounds. A wound that eventually would have killed Platt was fired early in the firefight at a point at when he had only injured 2 FBI agents, but had killed none. In the aftermath of the battle, the FBI blamed the stopping power of the 9mm and 38 Special and 357 revolvers to his ability to keep pushing forward after suffering a wound, 1 of 12. This should have been more immediately fatal if the bullet had stopped in his lung and had penetrated more deeply, or if the bullet that stopped in his lung had penetrated more deeply to his heart. As a result of that, they shifted their focus on what the sidearm was going to be. They first adopted the 10mm with the Smith & Wesson 1006. That was a little too big and a little too powerful for many of the agents to control. Then they went to the slightly less powerful 40 caliber. And that was adopted at a fast rate when it first came out. We were already adopting double stack magazine 9mm. There were double stack magazine, I believe Para Ordnance already had a double stack magazine 45 out of that time. When the military adopted the Beretta, and Ruger had gotten into it, and all these other companies had gotten into it, Smith had gotten into it, there was, and they didn't win the contracts, of course, we got new guns to buy, more variety. The police were transitioning from revolvers anyway. That was already in motion in the early 1980s, before the M9 was adopted by the military. And then it exploded in direct response to this 1986 shootout. 40 caliber, and to a lesser extent the 357 SIG, have been adopted as a caliber of choice among police, and many, many civilians follow their lead. Other people choose the 9mm because the ammunition is less expensive and has lower recoil than the 40 caliber, and can use more effective hollow points than the military could use. That's the problem with the 9 in military hands. They have to use ball ammunition. They cannot use hollow points. And from that double stack, when that, you know, what's the big popular guns now? The single stacks, the real thin single stacks. The M&P Shields. The Kel-Tex. The Car. And Mr. Valentine. Mr. Valentine, you know, he has some other assertions that are quite amusing, but we'll talk about them when we get back. We got the first break coming up, so... But I'm only talking about this because it's funny. It's funny to me. I'm sure he's sitting around going, oh, the humanity. Oh, well, let's talk about the humanity. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the searcher of firearms at the highest level.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right, welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about Matt Valentine and his article in the Atlantic. Blaming the Army for the start of the multiple gun wounds inflicted upon gangbangers from each other. Now, it's not just the military that adopted these. See, Hollywood embraced them too. Mel Gibson carried one in how many incarnations of... He carried a Beretta in how many incarnations of Lethal Weapon? Bruce Willis carried a Beretta in Die Hard over and over and over again. Now, he's missing a point, though. He's really missing a point. In Lethal Weapon, at the time, the sidearm of the LAPD, which is what the police department that he supposedly, fictitiously belonged to, they carried Berettas. Chuck Norris, in that forgettable movie, The Hero and the Terror, was an LAPD member. He carried a Beretta. Die Hard, well, you know. I don't know that the NYPD has ever carried a Beretta. Steven Seagal, in Above the Law, he carried about a half a dozen different guns, so it's really hard to say he carried it. He did have a Beretta in one scene that I saw. He also has 1911s and HKs and some other stuff. I don't know how the dude, I guess he has like a, in that movie, Nico Toscani must have had a whole bunch of guns lined up on the dresser every morning saying, what do I want to carry today? I'll take this one because it goes with my shoes. If the military's adoption of the M9 is what drove the gun into popular culture, why does he have to cite fictional police officers to defend his reality-challenged argument? It's worth noting also that the historical fact that the U.S. military small arms procurement has almost always been behind the technological curve. There were a lot of guns that were developed for that program when the Beretta was adopted, and Beretta, that design was already, it had been solidified. It was nothing new. That gun existed for a while before that ever came along. He puts the cart in front of the horse with his absurd claims that the military was spurring innovation instead of adopting an off-the-shelf solution, which they ended up doing. Now, to be sure, there were guns that were developed. Ruger developed their first double stack, I think, at about the same time, and there were other gun companies coming online. Some guns that were already out there, like the Glock. The Glock was already out there, but it was never considered because it's not American. He concludes his shoddy article by bending it in an entirely bizarre direction, asserting that the Army's Industry Day being held tomorrow might spur the adoption of smart gun technology. He writes, although military contracts drive innovations that make guns more lethal, the same contracts can also spur advances in safety. In the handgun trials of the 1980s, the U.S. military insisted upon several safety features that were state-of-the-art at the time. The Beretta could be safely decocked with a live round of the chamber. A firing pin block prevented the gun from discharging when dropped. A loaded chamber indicator allowed the user to confirm visually by touch whether there was a bullet ready to fire. Does this mean that the next generation military handgun will integrate the cutting safety technology of 2014? Will the Army adopt some form of smart gun, ensuring the weapon can only be fired by authorized users? The military has exactly zero interest in that, in this needless complexity of the smart gun, in this MHS system of theirs. It's a technology that doesn't exist in anything approaching a design suitable for actual deployment in a caliber useful for self-defense. I mean, the Armatix is a novelty item. You get a big watch to go with it. Makes me wonder. It makes me wonder how the editors of the Atlantic, unless, you know, if they're anti-gun, that's fine. If they're anti-gun, that's fine. And maybe that's why they allowed it to go to print. But maybe the next time they attempt to write about firearms, they should consider hiring writers and editors who know at least a little bit about them. This is the problem you have with a national magazine that's probably situated somewhere in New York or, you know, wherever the Atlantic is. And they've never been around guns, don't know anything about them. All they can do, if they've never seen a gun in the flesh, unless they've seen the magazine end of a police officer's in his holster, they don't know what they're talking about. So they get out there and they find some anecdotal evidence and support their claims and cherry pick it. They've already drawn their conclusion. They take their conclusion and work backwards from that. Anyway, I just thought that was dumb. For people that carry snub-nosed revolvers, which there's nothing wrong with carrying snub-nosed revolvers. I have one, and I love it. For a lot of them, because it's a revolver and it's a little slower to reload than a semi-automatic, in some cases, unless you're Jerry Mischalik, a lot slower. There's some that do this thing called the New York Reload. Now, this is where they're carrying more than one revolver on them. There's a blog post out there the other day that Bob Owens at Bearing Arms was stricken by. While the New York Reload, grabbing a second gun when the first runs dry rather than reloading, lives mostly in the movies and gun ninja blogosphere, I decided to give it a real try this summer for 30 days. Would I recommend the New York Reload for EDC? No, I'll stick with my SR9 and a spare magazine. Maybe a Ruger LCR, a Ruger LCP for a bug on occasion. But you know, it was fun to try, and I learned I still need more practice with my weak side. So it was worth it, a summer learning experiment, 30 days with the New York Reload. The term New York Reload was coined by Massad Ayoub, because Massad worked with a lot of police departments. He learned that officers on the NYPD stakeout unit usually went to a second or even third gun when a gunfight had exhausted the first load. And back then, the standard issue at the time was a revolver. In a lot of other cases, many officers carried the second gun for primary access with the dominant hand, either in a cross draw or a shoulder holster. I have never met anybody that carried a third gun. Well, James Yeager does, in the wintertime. Now, Massad Ayoub had coined this term. If you need one gun, you probably need two. Stephen Wenger, who actually wrote this article for Bob, his own everyday carry includes three stainless steel, five-shot Smith & Wesson Centennial revolvers. Now, there's a lot of reasons to carry more than one gun. And before we run out of time, I'll just tell you, we'll talk about that when we get back. But there's a lot of reasons to carry more than one gun. I just don't know where you hide all those. I mean, I've seen caricatures. I guess you could hide one on your ankle, one on your belt, one inside the waistband. I bet you sitting down is a real challenge. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at AdamsArms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We're talking about the New York Reload. Now, this is you carry more than one gun. Primarily, it's going to be a revolver. Now, I only have a revolver, so I can't carry two revolvers. I have carried two semis, two semi-automatics. I've carried a Glock 19, 17, or 34 on my hip. Glock 26 in an ankle holster. Let's do the pros and cons of carrying more than one gun. If you're going to carry more than one gun, the question has to come, are you going to use the weak hand, the weak side? Now, the pro to that is if you're willing to use the weak side, when an attack begins, it's normally going to be pretty close, and you don't know if you're going to have the luxury of holding the attacker back temporarily with your weak hand while you draw with your strong hand. It's just going to really depend on what side they're coming from. So that's a pro. If you have a gun on the weak side that you can get to easily and present, that's a pro. The other good thing about carrying on the weak side is that guns and gun hands and gun sidearms, they have a pretty good chance of getting shot during a gunfight. Your hand or arm may already be cut also, or injured some way by the time that you are justified to draw the first gun. So having a gun available to your weak side gives you a very appealing option, depending on your way of thinking. Now, let's say you're in a restaurant, or a movie theater, or a shopping mall or something, and you're carrying, like Mr. Wenger carries, 3 guns. If he sees something unfolding, he has the capability of finding 1 or 2 other people and arming them as well. Now, what are the cons? If you are carrying more than one gun and you go to the second gun, you're either going to have to reholster the first gun or you're going to have to abandon the precept of two-handed firing. Which, in a crowded area, that's sort of important, because you want to control every round coming out of the end of that barrel. And then that also means the con to this is not really a con. It would actually be sort of fun to do it, I guess. But the con to this is that you have to train that way. You have to train, and that means you have to use the weekend. You've got to train one-handed shooting, and you've got to, you know, if you're carrying on your ankle, you've got to train to draw from the ankle. Which, by the way, I've carried both on the outside of the ankle and the inside, and what I have found, at least for me, when using a shoulder or an ankle holster, I wear that on the left ankle for my right hand on the inside. There's a couple of reasons for that. If I take a knee to go down and draw that gun, I'm already in a very stable shooting position when I draw it, versus if I'm sitting or anything else. But if I'm sitting, I still have access to it. Which, I haven't tried the experiment, but I've often wondered what the best way to carry in a car is. And since I don't own one, I haven't trained yet with a shoulder holster. And we're going to talk about a shoulder holster in a minute. But, when you're in the car, if you're carrying on the strong side and you're right-handed and you're driving the car, well, that's where the seatbelt buckle hits, isn't it? And if you're driving, trying to get to an ankle holster means that you're going to run smack dab into the steering wheel. Unless you have very long arms and the steering wheel is way out in front somewhere. Some people feel better carrying 2 guns. I don't understand that, because with a Glock 19, you can fire that thing 15 times without reloading it, whereas with a 5-shot revolver, well, do the math. Now, if you're carrying auto loaders, then you get a whole new set of problems with that. With the New York carry for revolvers, you're not carrying, if you're carrying any spare ammo, it is a pittance, because you've got guns. You've got multiple guns on you. That's why you're carrying multiple guns, so you don't have to reload. With the semi-auto, which is easier to reload, if you're carrying a Glock 19 and a Glock 26, for example, which the Glock 26 will accept Glock 19 magazines, but you have 2 guns, how many spare magazines do you carry for those? Now, when I do that, I only carry Glock 19 magazines. And I carry the same 2 that I would if I only carried 1 gun. Because with the Glock 26... I have extenders on the base plate of the magazine, so I have 2 extra rounds. So even though I don't have a spare magazine for that gun, that's 12 more rounds than I normally carry if I'm only carrying the single gun. Carrying the magazines and carrying the spare ammo is another thing, especially with revolvers. They make a variety of speed loaders out there that work very well with these weapons, but where do you carry them? Now, a speed loader is bulkier than, say, a speed strip, which is just a strip of rubber that you stick the rounds into that you can pop them in one at a time. I found that carrying magazines or speed loaders outside the waistband works better. It just does. They refer to this whole thing as the bug situation, the backup gun situation. Most gunfights are going to occur without any warning. There's no advance warning, unless you're a police officer headed to what you think may turn into a gunfight. Some people think that it is more comforting to carry a second gun than it is to carry a magazine. I say train whichever way you train. I say carry whatever you carry. Some of you don't own multiple guns. Some of you own a gun. Train that way. But the New York Reload, I can see where it would be viable, and at the same time, I've done it. You know, when you're just carrying one gun and you're carrying it concealed, you're constantly, like with me, I'm always covered, carrying it with a shirt untucked. So when I get out of the car, I'm checking my shirt. And if I reach for my wallet, I'm checking my shirt. And since I prefer to carry outside the waistband, if I go into my front pocket, I got to be aware of my shirt. I got to rearrange where I carry everything. Now I carry my wallet in my front left pocket so I don't have to go to that side. What's it going to be like if you're carrying two? Just stuff to think about in the talking about carrying a gun. Now, a lot of people, the shoulder holster option. A lot of people don't like shoulder holsters because the shoulder holster, today's shoulder holsters that were popularized by Galco, the Miami Classic, the Miami Vice types, that's holding the pistol in a straight line with the butt facing forward away from you. But that means the muzzle is directly aimed behind you. And a lot of people don't like, one, the muzzle being in that at that angle. And two, they don't like the fact that when you draw the weapon, that there you may sweep. And if you think about it, you would be, when you're pulling it out, you're going to be sweeping from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock with that weapon if you hold the gun as if you're getting ready to fire it. That breaks one of the rules of handgun handling, doesn't it? So, muzzle direction is a big issue, and there's Gary Marbutt has worked on these things. He's the he's out of Montana. He's also the author of the Montana Firearms Freedom Act, if you've heard that name before. He's been working with shoulder holsters, trying to figure out what's the safest way to carry with a shoulder holster. We're going to talk about that, because I'm going to be carrying with a shoulder holster very soon. That's why I looked into it. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Never buy the wrong mount, optic, or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
On a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
All right, welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about carrying in a shoulder holster, and this is what we're about to talk about doesn't just apply to shoulder holsters. This is going to work with any non-strong side carry, but you're going to draw with a strong side hand. Okay, so think cross draw, think fanny pack, think anything other than, you know, when you think about it, appendix carry, which is big. When you're popping the weapon up, you're already on a line headed for that target. Strong side, on a line headed for that target. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you're coming up on a line headed for that target. Shoulder holsters, if you're going to be safe with these things, okay, this takes a little more intensity. I want you to think of, look down at your feet and think of yourself standing in the middle of one of those gigantic tires that earth movers mount to move around, and that, like my friend DiCorzo there, flips around for fun, for exercise. This is your safety circle. You're standing in the middle of this big circle, so this is your safety circle. With your muzzle, when you draw from with a strong side hand, but you're coming out, if you are muzzled down in that circle that's around your feet, you are safe. It can work all the way around you, too. Now, this naturally happens when you draw from the strong side, or if you draw a little bit further on your back, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock position, small of the back, that just naturally happens. The muzzle is going to sweep around the outer edge of this circle as it's coming up before it gets in line. Your center line is your nose, and just think of this line going from your nose down to your navel. This is your center line. Once you've got the weapon to the center line, muzzle down in the safety circle, then you punch it out. Now, this is a little more training, isn't it? This is why some people don't want to carry with a shoulder holster. But at the same time, there's a time and place for everything. Now, another thing about training with the strong side, I know a lot of guys train and they bring their support hand they're bringing their support hand to their chest as a reference point. So when they come up and get in front of their face, their support hand automatically just comes to the gun, and then they punch it out that way. With this, you're going to have to do it a little different. You almost look like a kung fu monk when you're drawing, because you've got the gun down low, centered on your center line of your body, muzzle in the safety circle. Your support hand has to come up near your face. This is counterintuitive, if you will. Because when you draw from a shoulder holster, most of the time your support hand is going to come back to support it as you pop that safety snap and then draw out. But as you're drawing out, most people are going to do they're going to put both their hands in front of their faces to draw the gun, and they're going to sweep from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock when they do that. Now, if you have awareness of where your trigger finger is, this is less unsafe, but it's breaking a rule. It is breaking a rule. And if you're in a gunfight and you're drawing, some things are going to go right out the window. Unless you have trained incessantly this way. Unless it is so ingrained in you that it's just part of your muscle memory makeup. This is just the way you do it. You've done it so many thousands of times. So you have to train counterintuitively with a shoulder holster in order to do it safely. Because when you draw the gun, it's going to go down. It's going down. The muzzle's going down into the safety circle. Your support hand is coming up towards your face. And then they meet in the middle, and then you punch out. Sounds very complicated, doesn't it? Just talking about it sounds complicated. But if you're going to be safe, you need to be safe. But you constantly need to be aware of where the muzzle is. You constantly need to be aware of where your trigger finger is. And if your muzzle is not on something that you don't want to inadvertently shoot, and if your finger is not on the trigger, then chances are that's not going to happen. So I'm going to try this. I'm going to get the shoulder holster. It's going to be, if I get it and I hate it, that's going to really... The one I want is like $165. I'm going to buy one of those rigs, and I'm going to buy the Miami Classic from Galco. That's what I'm going to run. Haven't gotten it yet. Don't know when I'm going to get it. We'll see. We will see. Sometimes, when I'm out there being me and we start talking guns, inevitably I'm going to run across these people that are just saying, all we want is common sense regulations. All we want is this. All we want is that. We don't want to take your gun. Some people do. So here's some quotes that you can quote for them. Like Dianne Feinstein, in November of 1993, she said, banning guns addresses a fundamental right of all Americans to feel safe. In 1995, she said, if I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. The National Guard fulfills a militia mentioned in the Second Amendment. Citizens no longer need to protect the states or themselves. That's fine. That's just a fine sign. Senator Frank Lautenberg, Democrat, New Jersey, he wanted to pick them up. We have other legislation that all of you are aware that I have been so active on with my colleagues here, and that is to shut down the gun shows. He passed away last year. Former Senator Howard Metzenbaum, Democrat from Ohio, did. No, we're not looking on how to control criminals. We're talking about banning the AK-47 and semi-automatic guns. This in a Constitution subcommittee in February of 89. He passed away in 2008. Former Representative Charles Pashoyan, Republican from California, does. He said at a United Nations Small Arms Conference in 2001, all of this has to be understood as part of a process leading ultimately to a treaty that will give an international body power over our domestic laws. Former Senator John Chaffee from Rhode Island, Republican. He wanted them. I shortly will introduce legislation banning the sale, manufacture, or possession of handguns, with exceptions for law enforcement and licensed target clubs. It's time to act. We cannot go on like this. Ban them. This was in 1992. Then Senator Joe Buckshot Biden does. November 1993. Banning guns is an idea whose time has come. Representative Jan Schakowsky, Democrat, Illinois. She does. June 2000. I believe, this is my final word, I believe that I'm supporting the Constitution of the United States, which does not give the right for any individual to own a handgun. Representative Major Owens, Democrat, New York. He believed in it. We have to start with a ban on the manufacturing and import of handguns. From there, we register the guns which are currently owned and follow that with additional bans and acquisitions on acquisitions of handguns and rifles with no sporting purpose. Representative Bobby Rush, Democrat of Illinois, did. My staff and I right now are working on a comprehensive gun control bill. We don't have all the details, but for instance, regulating the sale and purchase of bullets. Ultimately, I would like to see the manufacture and possession of handguns banned except for military and police use, but that's the end game. And in the meantime, there's some specific things that we can do with legislation. Vermont State Senator Marianne Carlson. We must be able to arrest people before they commit crimes. Yeah, they want to ban guns. That's not about... Time for my blood pressure medication. We're going to flip into the second hour. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.